It's time for our caller.
Hello.
Of the week on News Radio 98.5 FM and AM 560 WGAN.
Emily, how are you this morning?
Hey, Matt, I'm good. Thank you for taking my call. I get all riled up when I'm listening to this conversation because I know of at least three people who have children that struggle with gender dysphoria from an extremely young age. I'm talking like two or three. It's an actual issue. So what I feel like happens when Aunt Janet tries to step into the role of mummy, and frankly, I know families with kids who struggle with gender dysphoria and have from a young age, like I said, they're doing what they can to protect their kids and also their community because they're parenting. They don't need Aunt Janet coming in to act like mom. That's what it feels like to me. Like this, if the government is trying to find another way where they can step in and be parents. The other part I have to this whole thing is people who actually struggle with this disorder because it's real and it almost makes them the biggest victim in all of this. And I just hope we can all as a community too make sure that we're careful with our words and how we talk about this stuff because there are people who are actually struggling with it. I just want to say that.